Good morning, and welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church, United Church of Christ. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Our worship theme for the summer season is Beguiled by Beauty, and our theme for this morning is We Are Made for the Beloved. Today is Pride Sunday, and today we have a guest preacher, and I use the term guest lightly, because she's a Hillcrest member newly returned to our area, the Reverend Laura Barnes. We will hear two special lessons today, one from the Psalms and the other from someone you may or may not have heard of, Julian of Norwich, or some say Norwich, a woman mystic of the Middle Ages who knew her Psalms well and shows us how to live in and with God's Spirit. I look forward to the whole service. I look forward to Reverend Laura's message, and I invite us now to hear the news of community and prepare ourselves for worship.
Greetings. I am Vicki Hackett and will be your liturgist for this June 28th worship service. I hope you'll join in the virtual fellowship hour this Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. We regularly have over 25 attendees and would love to see or hear you if you haven't joined in the past. You can participate using your telephone, computer, tablet, or smartphone. Instructions on how to join in the conversation were mailed by Reverend Fred on Saturday, June 27th. Sunday school will take place again this afternoon. If your child hasn't yet participated, contact Allison Keekley Silva for further information. Zoom links are emailed weekly to the families. In keeping with critical issues of our time, Adult Ed will be exploring the topic of white privilege. By now, you will have received Reverend Fred's email introducing this topic and reading material. Regardless of whether you have a chance to read the material by Wednesday, please plan to attend the initial session at 4 p.m. on July 1st. Information about how to join through Zoom will come early next week from Reverend Fred. If you have not been receiving Hillcrest e-blasts or have any particular questions about Adult Ed, please contact Reverend Fred. I'm happy to announce that the Hillcrest Community Food Pantry will reopen on Monday, July 6th. Protocols for the protection of volunteers and clients are in place, and volunteers will receive training on these protocols before they start their work. Fortunately, there are enough volunteers to maintain the regular schedule of Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 o'clock a.m. through 11:45 a.m. That said, more volunteers are always needed. If you would like to volunteer, please contact Office Manager Carolyn Mueller-Reese. The Hillcrest office is now open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 o'clock a.m. until noon. If you need or want to come by the office for any reason, we strongly urge you to make an appointment with the office ahead of time. Please note these important safety guidelines. The door to the main office will remain locked even during open hours. A doorbell speaker system has been installed. There is a mask requirement to enter the office. Masks should also be worn anywhere on campus. Please see the written news of community emailed to you yesterday by Reverend Fred for more details about reopening and for information on how to contact Carolyn Mueller-Reese, Allison Keekley Silva, or Reverend Fred. And now, let us quiet ourselves and prepare for worship. Thank you.
Julian of Norwich lived during a very challenging time, including the Black Death pandemic, as well as famines, floods, war, and corruption. Sound familiar? In her writing, she addresses what she believes to be at the root of suffering, the misplaced idea of God's rejection of us. Without a core belief in beauty and sacred worth, we engage in self-destroying and other-destroying behaviors, causing further suffering. Contemplative practices invite us into union with the divine, healing the wounds of forgetfulness.
Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in your suffering world, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cures for their ills. Work for the craftsmen, trade for their skills. Land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak. Voices to plead the cause of those who can't speak. God of the poor and of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cool hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Light in our darkness, breathe on this flame until your justice burns brightly again. Until the nations learn of your ways, seek your salvation and bring you their praise. God of the poor and of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cool hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame.
You are invited to a moment of quiet rest, a time of slowing the pace of your body and mind so that the spirit can settle. The chimes will call us to prayerful meditation.
Divine goodness, Holy Spirit, pause us for this moment. Bear us up in this time. Hold us for eternity. We open to your warming presence. We remember we came from you. We affirm all beings are your beloveds. We use this silence to draw close to you.
Our prayers in this worship series invite us to an open-eyed experience of looking around. I invite you to look around and find something to focus on, maybe a detail that you rarely see, or something you see frequently but now take in more deeply. Or let your gaze wander during our prayers as a way of giving thanks for your surrounding. Looking around, whether with our eyes or other senses, is how we notice beauty in the world and those we encounter. It's also how we notice suffering and our own God-given reach to care for and to intercede for others in prayer.
When you're tired and feel you can't get through, uncertainty comes over you, just look around. When your problems seem too much to bear, unsure if there's someone who cares, just look around. Whether stranger, neighbor, family, your friend, on each other end of times we can depend. Look around, kindness, love is ours to share. We can see it everywhere, though it may seem like forever. Look around, even in our darkest night, things are gonna be alright. We'll get through this together. Just look around.
We thank you, O God, for the whole of creation. We thank you first and foremost for life, and secondly, we thank you for affirmation of life. How the Bible tells us that it is good. How the Bible tells us that you delight in the whole human race. Because of that goodness and that delight, we begin our prayers today by thanking you for the rainbow of colors in which you create and express your creative impulse. We thank you for LGBTQ siblings. We thank you for Black siblings. We thank you for the whole human race and for the joy of recognizing and engaging you in others. We thank you for our family of faith, Hillcrest, and for all of our partners in ministry, including the Interfaith Council and the Multifaith Action Coalition. We thank you and we pray for particular members of our Hillcrest family, for Betty, for Webb, for Adele and Norm, for Ariana, and for the family of Martin, whose life we will remember and celebrate together soon. We pray for healing and strength for all who are sick or injured. We pray for wholeness and strength for all who grieve or suffer loss. We pray for your peace and your wisdom for all we care about and for all who we care about, including all that we pray for now. And we ask that your spirit of beauty and awareness be with us now as we pray as Jesus taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sometimes it can be hard to see. Life is full of possibilities, so look around. Each and every day is such a gift. Embrace it and the life you live, and look around. Outstretched arms and many helping hands. Don't give up on all your dreams and all your plans. Look around, kindness, love is ours to share. We can see it everywhere. Though it may seem like forever, look around, for even in our darkest night, things are gonna be alright. We'll get through this together, just look around.
Hey everyone, do you remember how last week I mentioned that we would be talking about different ways to find beauty in the world? Last week, I asked you all to get a glass of water, to drink some of it, and to water a plant, and to remember how, if we take care of each other and the plants and animals around us, they can take care of us. Well, today, we're going to talk about a word that gets used in the psalm that we read, and that word is refuge. Do you know what refuge means? You might have heard it around somewhere. Refuge means a safe place, a place that you can find shelter, especially if you're scared or cold or hungry. What I'd like us to do this week is to look around you and find a blanket or something you can wrap yourself in. Now, I know it's very warm. I don't know how warm it will be on Sunday, but maybe you don't want to wrap yourself in a blanket. And that's okay. The goal here is to be comfortable. So maybe instead of a blanket, you can just hug yourself or hug a family member or wrap yourself in something light and cool. You can pause the video now if you need to take some time. Now that you're wrapped up, think about how you feel. Do you feel warmer, safer, protected? When we wrap each other and ourselves in love, we create a more beautiful world, a warmer world, a better world. I'll see you all in Sunday school. Week's message, we'll find a way to integrate contemplative practices into our daily lives as a way of opening the divine in deeper ways, thereby training our spirits for compassion in all things. I would like to lead us all in today's ritual action, and make no mistake, this is for the adults too. This week's ritual action is a time of feeling warmed by God's love. Set a reminder to spend some time warmed by sitting or walking in the sun, or sitting and lying while wrapped and cradled in a soft blanket. As you do so, allow your mind to slow, your heart to open, your eyes to drink in your surroundings. You may want to put a note nearby saying, "Your very essence is warmed by the presence of divine love." be reminded to offer that warmth to others for the beauty of the earth.
Last week, we were introduced to Lectio Divina, an ancient practice of savoring our sacred texts with greater intention. To savor is to save the taste in our memory, to take something in and allow it to linger. Today, we create pauses in our short scripture reading from the Psalms in order to meditate on the flavor of the Psalms' poetry, so it becomes a mantra that can visit us in our memories, helping us to remember God within ourselves, helping to remember God encountered in the world and in others, helping us and helping us to help others heal the wounds of forgetfulness.
Our first reading is from Psalm 16, verses 7 through 11. I praise Yahweh, who guides me. Even at night, my heart teaches me. I'm always aware of your presence. You are right by my side, and nothing can shake me. My heart is happy, and my tongue sings for joy. I feel completely safe with you, because you won't abandon me to the grave. You won't let your loved one see decay. You show me the path to life. Your presence fills me with joy. Beautiful things are always in your right hand.
Today we have a reading from a 14th century Christian mystic, Julian of Norwich. Julian lived during one of the worst centuries of human history, which included a plague called the Black Death that caused millions to die and created a wave of famines, war, corruption, and floods throughout the globe. Julian speaks with authority to those of us who also find ourselves in one of the worst moments in human history. And yet we are reminded that God is with us, and we are invited to unite with the Holy One each day through the beautiful ancient practices of prayer and meditation. Hear these words. Jesus wants us to understand four things. First, that he himself is our ground, the soil from which we grow, the foundation on which we are built. Second, that he guards us and keeps us safe when we are in the midst of sin, when our choices allow our enemies to surround us, when we do not even realize our own need. Third, that he guards us with care and kindness, showing us where we have gone astray. And fourth, that his presence is always with us, and his loving gaze never wavers, for he wants us to turn back to him and become united with him in love as he is with us. From the writings of Julian of Norwich, All Shall Be Well, Revelations of Divine Love.
Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he's understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life.
Greetings to you all. My name is Laura Barnes, and I want to say it is wonderful to be a member of Hillcrest Congregational Church again. It is so good to be back here among you, even if it is just virtually for this moment. In 2015, I had the privilege of preaching a series of sermons on the spirituality of the 12 steps, and I am delighted to be invited to preach again. Thank you so much, Pastor Fred. My introduction to your wonderful congregation came over 20 years ago through the late, great Jim Smith, husband of Carolyn. Jim was in charge of the volunteers at the NCNC annual gathering down at Asilomar in those days, and I got to be a member of his volunteer squad. He worked us hard. If you know Jim, though, you know he worked the hardest of us all. Jim introduced me to his pastor, the Reverend Dr. Skip Holliday, and Reverend Laurie Manning, who have become close friends, and continue to help me connect with other ministers and leaders of the NCNC throughout my ministerial career. I will never forget his smile, his warm, welcoming presence, and his deep sense of commitment and passion for his church and conference. Jim Smith would understand the text of our psalm today because he lived it. He believed that we could open our ears and listen to our hearts. Look at the beginning of our text where the psalmist suggests that at night we can listen and learn from our hearts. I found that so beautiful, just as I am finding this nighttime photo of the Palace of the Fine Arts in San Francisco beautiful. You see, most of the time when I wake up in the middle of the night, I feel fear. I don't want to learn anything, for heaven's sakes. I really just want to go back to sleep. But what would happen if I listened? What if the next time I was awake in the middle of the night and my mind filled up with that dread and my body reminded me that I still haven't had enough rest and my soul continues to grow restless? What if I listened with my heart to the lessons it would teach me, teach us? There is so much brokenness and despair in our world today. I find myself getting all caught up in the anger and the rage and the discord and the disharmony that swirls around us all. I find myself worried about my children and your children. During this time of pandemic, I find myself anxious about the church and her future. I find myself disgusted with the leadership of our country that seems totally unable or unwilling to deal with the issues at hand. And I feel disappointment in myself for not being able to solve these issues. Of course, I could go on and on, but I won't. I can spin and spin on what is wrong with the world outside, on what worries me. But as this picture of our beautiful San Francisco Bay at night reminds me, it can feel so dark before the dawn, especially when I keep thinking that it is I alone that has to solve these things. However, when I pause and I listen with my heart, or I pause and I feel the beauty of the night, then I am reminded that all will be well. All will be well if I focus on what God would have me do, rather than try and come up with solutions all on my own. Our collective conscience is so much more powerful than our individual musings. Julian of Norwich reminded us through our reading today that through God, who created us all, who breathed the universe into existence, through God, all things will be well. And yes, God is in charge, not we ourselves. It is with God that all things are possible, not just with Laura. I would remember this wisdom more often if I listened better. If I paused at night, not only to say my own prayers, but to hear the prayers of others. I just need to listen with my heart to these teachings that come at night. I need to embrace the beauty of the night, not the terrors. What is so beautiful about the night, about this darkness that come each evening? Night cometh is a promise we find in the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 4. Some see this as a threat. I see it as a promise. Every single day, there will come a time for rest, for us to slow down, and for us to cease our labors and lie down. In her book, Learning to Walk in the Dark, Reverend Barbara Brown Taylor reminds us that our very lives began in the darkness of the womb. And she goes on to say that our comfort or discomfort with the outer darkness is a good barometer about how we feel about the inner kind. The night can be silent and peaceful. The night sky can take our breath when the stars come out. The moon seems to float across the sky and bathe the landscape in gentleness. The night is tender beyond belief, and yet somehow I have managed to fill it up with terror and dread and anxiety at times. Breathe. All will be well. What is the psalmist trying to express in these words we read today? To listen more and talk less. But my friends, what are we listening for? Perhaps we are listening for that which is unexpected. As we gaze upon this slightly mysterious nighttime photo of our Golden Gate Bridge, perhaps it will remind us we are about to be in the business of building more bridges, making deeper connections, reaching across oceans of prejudice and racism that threaten to divide us all. One way to do that is to learn new ways of being, new ways of understanding the lives of others, embracing the unexpected. One way to do that is to open our hearts and minds to the lessons we learn in the night. There was a webinar presented by the United Church of Christ recently on the history of Juneteenth. It was titled, And Still We Rise. I learned so much in those 2 hours just by listening. Reverend Otis Moss III said this during the presentation. When we sing We Shall Overcome, the question that rises for me is, when? When we sing We Shall Overcome someday, when is someday, he asked. I was not expecting that to be his question. And yet that question really hit me. I want the answer to be, well, right now. I want to shout that someday is right now. But I alone really don't have the power to make that happen. Or do I? Do we? The question that came to me that night as I was listening to my heart is this: what am I doing to bring about that someday? And then, since I seem to let my mind wander more than I should, these questions quickly followed. How am I contributing to the racist structures of our society? How might I stop doing so? What am I doing to support the racist systems of our country, those that our country was built on? How can I shift my support to more life-giving systems? How about this? Where and to what are my time, money, and passion being directed? When indeed is this someday we sing about, and what am I doing to make it come sooner rather than later, or perhaps not at all? Listen, the psalmist says, listen to the teachings of your heart. Perhaps if I open my eyes and gaze upon the moon, I can listen better. Maybe if I let the moonlight stream through the open window, my heart will open as well. All will be well, Julian says, if we remember that Jesus is our foundation, the very soil upon which purposeful lives can be built. All will be well, Julian says, if we understand that our choices sometimes allow our enemies to surround us, our very own choices. Choices such as where I spend my money, including the charities I choose to support, how I get ahead in life and who I am leaving behind. The books I choose to read, the podcasts I listen to, the musicians I follow, when and where I choose to worship, educate my children, what neighborhood I choose to live in. My choices impact not only my life, but the lives around me and the life of our beloved community and beyond. So how can we make better choices then? All will be well, Julian says, if we turn back to Jesus, back to his core teachings, and remember that love is the answer, not personal comfort, not inner peace, not simplicity or getting things back to the way they were, but rather that radical, life-altering, incredible power of the love of Jesus that we all know to be so very dangerous and so very countercultural and life-giving. This, my friends, is what happens to us when we listen to our hearts in the night, in the dark, in the silence. In the beauty of the night, we are called to remember Jesus wants us to love. Love him, love ourselves, love our neighbors, and yes, love the beauty of the night. Amen.
God of the movements and martyrs, God of the powerless child, God of the hurt and the hopeless and unreconciled, God of the just and the faithful, God of the night and the day, God of the whole of creation, in your name we pray. Many have followed the Savior into the face of the storm, strengthened by long generations, by love they were formed. Basements of tall steepled churches, in shadows of fences and walls, in alleys and hallways of power, they answered your call. It's our turn to do justice. Humbly we rise to the day. Give us the strength and the wisdom to walk in your way. Gather the loaves and the fishes. Share until all have been fed. Walk in compassion and by love will be led. Standing in circles surrounding, all holding hands while we pray. When powers bear down on the helpless, we'll stand in the way. God of the worn and the healed by the truth. When doorways are blocked, we will lower our friends through the roof. God of the circle that holds us, God of the ones pushed away, we will reach out to our neighbors, in your name we'll say. No matter your creed or your country, no matter the hue of your skin, your age, who you love, or the body your soul was born in. No matter the places you're broken, no matter the things you have done, lay down that weight on the altar, a new day's begun. You are a child of the Maker, you are beloved and known. Join us in work of the kingdom, we welcome you home. Join us in work of the kingdom, we welcome you.
As the song says, we'll get through this together, with outstretched arms and many helping hands. This is one way to remember that God is with us, to be with and for others, being Christ's hands and feet in the world. It is in this spirit that we offer our gifts. Please continue to give by sending in pledges or offering through the mail, or giving online at hillcrestucc.org. Your gifts help to continue the vital work of our ministries to care for each other, our community, and the world. And please remember to take care of yourselves and each other. We are church together. We give together as we support one another and support the work of our church. Let us pray. Creator God, draw close to our hearts, especially when we feel overwhelmed or afraid. Remind us that it is your sustaining love that helps all people get through difficult times. Bless our gifts that they may help others know that they are held in your loving light. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
In whom this world rejoices.
thank we all our God, who from birth has blessed us on our way. Oh, may that bounteous, beautiful God through all our life be near us, even at night, perhaps especially at night, when we can think deeply and be deeply with our God. At all times, may God speak to us and show us the way. Let us receive the blessing. The world is so varied and beautiful. Seek wisdom wherever it is to be found. And may the goodness of our God, the Creator, and the companionship of our God, the Christ, and the insight of our God, the Spirit, infuse your life with joy of life and with the joy of the nurturing of life, now and always. Amen. And now as we pass the peace of Christ one to another, first, set your feet on the ground or on the floor firmly, a reminder of the ground and the soil from which we come and from which we grow with Christ as our foundation. And fourth, to jump ahead with our sister Julian, look up and look around with the reminder that God's gaze never varies. We are God's beloved, blessed, and made for the beloved. And now look out and listen out as we say to each other under God's gaze, sharing God's gaze, the peace of Christ be with you. And respond with me, and also with you. Our service is ended. Those who are worshiping on Sunday morning, June 28th, 2020, know that we will be meeting at 11 a.m. That's 11 a.m. for a time of fellowship. The information to join that Zoom meeting has been circulated. If you didn't receive it or have any questions about it, please email me at revfred.hillcrest@att.net. Go in peace. Shelter in peace. Bring healing and wholeness to our world in peace. I hope to see you soon. Amen.